All right. If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are now joined by our race winner, Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21 ISM Connect Chevrolet. Johnny, you're in the playoffs. You won today. Can you talk about what all that means to you?
That's good. You know, tonight was a pivotal night for us, I think. Obviously, as a company, GMS, this was a brand new truck that we ran earlier in the year at Iowa, and GMS fabrication, all in-house stuff, and we kind of put it on jack stands until tonight just to see where we were, because we were so happy with it at Iowa. So our ISM Connect Chevy was awesome tonight. We tried to win that first stage, and I blew it on the restart. I spun the tires, and I don't even know how we finished second in that deal, but needless to say, we lost a lot of track position, was able to drive back to the top five, and then I got another bad restart, and guys were kind of all over the place, and I elected to just let things work themselves out instead of trying to force the issue, and then Crafton got really loose down there in 3 and 4, and I thought, this is really bad. We're losing a lot of track position here, but we were able to drive back to third, I think it was, and then had a pretty decent pit stop. Last restart was a pretty good one, and just was able to dog the four truck until he got loose, made a mistake, and capitalize on it. So just proud of everybody at GMS, Chevrolet, Hendrick Horsepower. This is a good night.
Terrific. With that, we will open it up for questions. If you have a question for Johnny, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll
start. No Cardinal fans allowed. Sorry.
Wow.
What are they, two games back or three games back?
Four, I think.
Oh, four?
It was ugly.
They still got seven games left with the Brewers, and they own the Brewers, so.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Back to your big night.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Didn't mean to get off topic.
Talk about, you know, going back to your night, when Spencer was in here, he said it looks, he and Joe both said it looks a lot like last year. You kind of get that feeling going into the playoffs that you're just bringing all kinds of momentum in at the right time.
Sure. I mean, I feel, you know, after the race of Canada, when one of them young punks called me an old POS, I was pretty motivated and very motivated because the next morning I was on the treadmill running as fast as I could and as hard as I could, lifting weights. And my wife's like, what are you doing? I said, well, don't worry about it. So I feel like, you know, we need to do what we got to do to win races. And, you know, I don't like being called names. So highly motivated, and we just got to get it done, win races.
What triggered the little nudge with the chrome horn?
Which time? You got to be more specific.
There was more than one. I only saw the one with the 27.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just racing. It's contact sport, and, you know, sometimes you get motivated by people like that. So not that I need motivation, but it's just an exclamation point tonight. But we got a tough road to hoe. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Obviously, Christopher Bell's had a great season, and Crafton's obviously a veteran, two-time champion. So we got our work cut out for us, but I can't think of better racetracks coming up for us. We just got to execute and race hard and be smart and do what we need to do. But to compare it to last year, I don't want to compare it to last year, honestly. I feel like this is a totally different deal because everybody's experienced the playoff once, so we all got a little bit more experience with it. So if we think we're going to do what we did last year, I don't think that's going to be good enough. So or circumstances aren't going to work out that way, so we just got to work hard. Yep.
Bob, go ahead.
Bob Hockress, ESPN. Do you feel like the favorite considering you're the defending champ, or do you think Bell's the favorite considering the season he's had?
Boy, with seven races to go, I can't think of anybody that's a favorite, honestly. I wouldn't consider us a favorite. I wouldn't consider him a favorite. You know, there's just so many things that can happen. me personally sitting here, I can't think of a better group of racetracks for me as a driver to go to try to chase two in a row. You know, Crafton's a veteran. I mean, you can't count him out. And some of the other guys that made it, I'm not even exactly sure who all made it. But, yeah, Christopher somebody. I can't remember his last name. He was pointing at himself. Oh, his back of his fire suit says Bell. No. But, you know, I got to believe with the seasons we've had, I feel like we've got a lot of momentum on our side. I think Christopher's had a flawless season so far, really good. But, you know, like last year, I don't think anybody in here would have counted us as the championship favorites with the season we had. We just got hot at the right time. So maybe there's somebody lurking in the weeds, you know, that nobody's even thinking about. So I just know that you have to race your heart and soul out, and, you know, things are either going to work out or they're not. And, you know, you got to have a little bit of luck, but we got to be hitting on all eight cylinders coming down the stretch.
And I had a follow up. You were talking about this truck being built by GMS. I'm just confused. Have you guys not been, have they all been old trucks that you've purchased before this one?
No, GMS Fabrication has built a lot of trucks, and that's what we've been racing. But this was our latest piece, and it's what I consider fundamentally different. You know, and we build a lot of customer work, and so we, you know, as a whole, everybody knows you got to constantly evolve and get better, and this was the next step. So that's spearheaded by Barry and Tom Ackerman and the guys at the shop. So, you know, we had this truck for a couple months, but, you know, GMS, we build all our own stuff in-house, chassis, bodies, everything. Obviously, we have Hendrick horsepower, but, you know, just working hard. I mean, that's what it takes.
Chris, go ahead.
Chris Knight at Jones.com. Johnny, earlier in the race, Ben Rhodes' crew chief, Eddie Tricona, said, chill out, don't beep with Johnny Sauter. You can fill in the blanks of what he was trying to say there. But do you feel like that you're, I don't know if the word bad boy is the word I'm looking for, but do you feel like that you're the persona where you're someone that you're not to toy with when you're racing in the truck series, especially when it comes to a championship?
Yeah, I mean, how do I answer this? I mean, I'm at a point in my career where, not to sound arrogant or ignorant, but you mess with the bull, you get the horn, so to speak. And I'm at a different point. Like, you know, if somebody wants to go toe-to-toe, like, I don't care. Let's go. I mean, that's how I feel. And if Ben Rhodes wants a piece of it, let's go.
Any additional questions for Johnny? Johnny, congratulations and good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.